It's good to see Pastor Jolly returned, back, hallelujah. He had a good trip. Wonderful. Glad to come and share a word of testimony. I know it's a little bit, but we haven't seen you for 12 weeks, is it? Maybe more? So, but it's good to see you. Oh, it seems like longer.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's good to be back. Good to see your lovely faces that I've been missing you for a while. Amen. God has been good to me. You remember few months ago I made a testimony here that the Lord was in the process of restoring my life. And part of that process I had to deal with my marriage as well. And that's why I had to travel to South Africa to see my wife that I haven't seen for many years. And I just appreciate God for being so faithful to me. Hallelujah. I had a very nice trip in South Africa, a good time. It's already it's shining there. The sunshine is, you know. I thought I'd bring it back this Sunday, but maybe next Sunday. Yeah, we had a fantastic time over there. And I realized something, guys. I realized how important is the family Christian.
Yes.
Because really, everywhere you go, when there is the children of God, you feel at home. I was there. I was welcomed by many Christians, which I knew for many years back in the Congo. Some of them are settled in South Africa. They're doing fantastic work for God there. They've got churches and ministry that the Lord is blessing. And I was just amazed that I thought I had nobody there. But actually, when I get there, a crowd of people was welcoming. I ministered to one or two churches there, and I was really, really blessed. Really, really blessed. And that made me understand even further the plan of God. Sometimes people move from all over the places, but God has an agenda that is fulfilling. And I've seen many people who left Congo during the troubled years in Congo, during the conflict, and they settled in South Africa, not knowing that God has had a plan for them. Yes. They had a job to do over there. And I've seen the fruit of what they are doing. And I just appreciate God that we are all part of that big, loving family. May God bless you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's great to see you back anyway. And trust it'll not be long before we see your wife. Amen. Praise God, that's right. So we can rejoice in what God has done. And it's a real blessing.
We have in our midst a man of God, Serge. Vous pouvez vous lever, s'il vous plaît. Nous vous accueillons au nom de Jésus. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. This is our family, your family. May the Lord bless you in our midst. He came from Congo recently, and tomorrow he will be heading to London. So may the Lord open the doors of England for you. Amen. Que le Seigneur ouvre les portes de l'Angleterre pour vous.
Amen.
We have Serge. Vous pouvez vous asseoir. Pierre, vous pouvez vous lever. Et tous ceux qui sont venus avec Pierre, levez-vous s'il vous plaît.
Praise the Lord.
Mm.
And so where are these young people from?
They are from Sheffield. They came to England in a special program called Gateway, if I'm right. They spent over 10 years in a refugee camp in Rwanda. And through that Gateway program, England took the responsibility to welcome quite a number of them. The first group came and was put in Hull, and the second group of 39 of them, they came to Sheffield. So when they heard that the man of God, the missionary who has been in Africa for so many years is coming. So Pierre told me that it will be good for them to come and be blessed through your ministry. It's such an honor. When we're coming, I told Pastor Jolly, I'm only 40 and I'm thinking to retire already.
No way.
And to realize that all these many years you've been faithful in the ministry, I really feel humbled to meet you, to see you, and I can't wait to hear you. Such was the same desire Pierre manifested to come and listen to you. And if even the opportunity were given for them even to sing one song in Swahili, just in honor of everything that you've been doing and you still do in Africa. So, nous vous accueillons dans le nom de Jésus et nous sommes bénis par votre présence. Sentez-vous à l'aise, c'est la maison de Dieu, votre Père. Vous pouvez vous asseoir.
Thank you. Well, you're very welcome.
You are.
Very welcome.
Vous êtes les bienvenus.
As you may, I don't know whether you understood that I said that November the 16th, Dharma and Grace and I go out to Rwanda.
Au mois de novembre le 16, Grace, Andrew et moi, nous allons partir au Rwanda.
And my dear friend here,
mon cher ami ici,
David Womersley,
David,
over 30 odd years ago,
30 ans passés,
tried to persuade me,
il cherchait à me convaincre
to go out and work in Africa.
Pour que j'aille travailler en Afrique.
He remembers the conversation as well as I do, I believe.
Je crois bien qu'il se rappelle de la conversation, de même que moi je me rappelle de cela.
I remember him saying to me, we could use your talents and abilities in Congo.
Je me rappelle, il me disait, nous pouvons utiliser les talents et dons que Dieu vous a donnés au Congo.
But we didn't go that way, in that direction.
Il s'est fait qu'on n'était pas parti dans cette direction-là.
We were missionary secretaries in the church that we were in at that time for over 15 years.
En ces temps-là, pour 15 ans, on était les secrétaires des missions dans l'église où on était.
We have a real heart for missions.
Et on avait vraiment le cœur pour la mission.
We've been out recently in the last 3 years to Romania a number of times.
Les trois années passées, à maintes reprises, nous sommes partis en Roumanie faire la mission.
And now is the commencement of our African trip coming up soon.
Et maintenant, c'est le début de nos missions en Afrique.
We would ask you for your prayers.
Nous vous demandons des prières.
Whilst we're out there, that we might speak the word of the Lord, that signs, wonders, and that there would be doors would be open.
Pour que les portes s'ouvrent, que les signes, prodiges et miracles nous accompagnent pendant qu'on sera là-bas.
To see even more great changes in that great continent of Africa.
Et que l'on voit un grand changement dans l'Afrique.
That the Lord Jesus would be glorified.
Que Jésus-Christ soit glorifié.
And the power of God will be seen in that nation.
Et que la puissance de Dieu se manifeste dans toutes ces nations.
Amen.
Amen.
And we welcome you.
Et nous vous accueillons.
And don't dash off, because we're having some refreshments afterwards as well.
À la fin de notre culte, nous aurons un cocktail à la fin. Ne soyez pas pressés de partir.
Yeah, party. Yeah, I understood that. But...
No, you got it wrong.
The party.
Don't worry, Jolly will give you some lessons before you go.
Yeah.
Because he just come from there, he's got the anointing.
Uh-huh. We were in Strasbourg beginning of this year.
Don't go there. On était à Strasbourg au début de cette année.
You know, we were sat around tables.
Et on était autour de la table en train de causer, manger, boire.
After the meeting.
Après les cultes.
And at first they were speaking French.
Et au début, moi et les autres ont parlé en français.
My French is like that much.
Et mon français est vraiment insignifiant.
But I thought I've got a chance of beginning to understand it.
Et je me suis dit c'est le moment de faire vivre mon français et que je commence à comprendre.
And then I suddenly realized that we weren't speaking French anymore.
Et soudainement j'ai réalisé que ce n'était plus le français.
We were speaking.
On parlait en Lingala.
Lingala. What chance do I have? You know, not even a sign came up. Changing language. You know, changing language.
Il n'y avait même pas de signe pour indiquer que on vient de changer de langue.
Praise God. So.
Amen. Amen.
It's good, isn't it, to praise the Lord and to we can rejoice and have fun in the house of the Lord. Amen.
C'est vrai, on doit se réjouir dans la maison de Dieu.
We're going to sing one more song.
On va chanter un chant.
And we're going to take up an offering.
Et on va prendre l'offrande.
And bless the Lord with our finances.
Et bénir Dieu avec nos finances.
You know, as we sow into the kingdom of God.
En donnant notre semence dans le royaume de Dieu.
And God will sow back into our lives.
Il va aussi semer dans nos vies.
And so praise God, he's a God who wants to bless us.
C'est un Dieu qui veut nous bénir.
And we thank God that he's a God who loves us and cares for us.
C'est un Dieu qui prend soin de nous.
And so we just want to bless God with our finances.
Nous voulons le bénir avec nos finances.
Because our finance is part of us.
Parce que nos finances font partie de nous-mêmes.
Thank God you don't have to bring a pig or a goat or something like that as an offering.
On bénit le Seigneur parce que tu n'as pas à mener dans la maison des dieux un mouton.
You know, I don't think David would like to take it home with him, you know, in the back of his car.
Et je ne pense pas que David veut amener l'éléphant que tu peux amener comme offrande ici.
Would you?
Yeah.
In Africa, yes, in Africa, you do, but not in England. So, but praise God. So we're going to sing a song of worship unto the Lord and bring our offering. Now then, I want two volunteers. Come on, girls.
Glory, glory in the highest, glory to the Almighty, glory to the Lamb of God, glory to the living Word, glory to the Lamb. Glory, glory in the highest, glory. Thank you. glory, to the Almighty, glory to the Lamb of God, glory to the living Word, glory to the Lamb. I give glory, a glory, glory, glory to the Lamb. I give glory to the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
It is good to give glory to God.
C'est bon de donner gloire à Dieu.
Thank you, Father, for these tithes, these offerings.
Merci, Seigneur, pour ces dîmes et ces offrandes.
And we pray, Father, that these finances will only be used for good.
Nous prions que ces finances soient utilisées pour une bonne cause.
They shall be used for building in your kingdom, O God.
Que ça soit utilisé pour construire ton royaume.
In Jesus' name.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
Amen.